I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Everybody, Dirtbags, great to be back with you for another week. And what a week it's been, Noli. Holy cow, winter meetings get rolling on Sunday, and it's just been a flurry of madness, excitement. I don't even know what the words are that we're going to describe it with, and what you'd describe it with as well, Dirtbags. But thanks for all your comments that you've been sending in, your thoughts. We got some great questions and inquiries that you want us to talk about tonight on the show. So that's always exciting. And lots of different fans from all over the world, all over the country, with different teams that you're passionate about, man. I love the excitement. We're excited about it for sure. So, and like I said, it's been madness. It's been everything that you want it to be. And some of it's even been what we've been predicting all along with a few of the signings this week. But we'll talk about that more in the opening segment and throughout the show, and we're looking forward to it. But before we get there, we do want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting device, palm up, palm down, keep you in the zone long time, and you definitely want to be checking them out at ripgrippro.com. You can follow them on Instagram at ripgrippro as well, and just a great team over there, great product, and a product that we believe in wholeheartedly with our training when we're doing our hands-on training with players, teams, etc. And also our good friends over at the Rope Trainer as well, Earl Perrin and his team. John Smoltz, of course, approves it highly, that training tool, as do we. It's a guaranteed difference maker in your throwing and pitching program for sure, all the way from little leaguers to the pros. There's no question about it. So you can check out and find out more about that on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And again, follow us on Dirtbag Baseball Nation as well at on our Instagram and our Facebook pages. Appreciate you being a part of it and staying up to date with us, and we'll keep trying to give you the good content. But it's a great way to reach out to us and DM us and get contacting us with training questions that you have, inquiries, everything like that as well. So like I said at the top, we're excited for this show. We are excited. So get that drink, get that favorite chair, settle in, and hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of it. And we're going to be ready to roll here right after this commercial break.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, time to get up with what's been going on around the MLB.
Yeah, so everybody's probably wanting me to jump in with the winter meeting stuff, obviously. But we're going to take it in a bit different of a direction for these first little few minutes anyways. So, I mean, obviously, we had the Hall of Fame vote happen this past week for the contemporary era. That was players consisting of anybody in the modern era from 1980 until present time. Only player to get in, Fred McGriff. Obviously, Fred McGriff, I mean, based on his numbers and everything like that, probably should have been a long time ago. 493 home runs, most home runs by anybody not associated with steroids, not to be inducted into the Hall of Fame prior to, obviously, the vote the other night. Heck of a career. I mean, nicknamed the Crime Dog because, let's be honest, 30 home runs, 100-plus RBIs was basically a consistent thing for him. And he was the only player in MLB, or sorry, one of two players in MLB history to have 30-plus home runs on five different teams.
Bottom line is, there's a guy with everything that we talk about, Nolan. Quality, character, consistency. Shut your mouth and play the game. Do it right. I think you got to see him with me the other night after they announced the introduction for him that he got in. And he still was the same guy as I was watching. Hadn't seen him probably in 15 years on any TV or network or anything like that. And still the same guy. Just a guy you could sit there and listen to him talk about baseball and all day long, every day.
Yeah, I mean, he was just a guy that obviously still loves being involved with the sport, still loves being around it. And I mean, plethora of knowledge obviously goes into the Hall of Fame now. But it's interesting, though. Okay, you were thinking about it. There was other guys on that list. Two guys in particular that I said for sure should have gotten in. I mean, in my opinion, on their 10 years on the ballot, probably a third one, too. But I mean, obviously, with the way that the writers kind of looked at him, obviously, those guys are the big boy, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling. None of them got over half of the votes. You needed 12 out of the 16 votes. Fred McGriff was unanimous.
Donnie Baseball
was second at 8. So that's why I'm saying none of those guys got over 7 votes.
Schilling, right, at 7.
So you're looking at it, and you're like, if they didn't get in on this one, and this is their players, like half of the guys were players that they played against, or played with in some circumstances.
And executives and people that have real in-depth knowledge. Right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it was players that played with them during during their era, too, that were on this vote. So you're looking at it from this perspective. Do you think that they're ever going to get in? If these guys are saying, hey, listen, like, they're two, I mean, it's not even arguably, they're two of the best players at their respective positions in Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Do you think they're ever going to get into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I mean, that's Chipper, Maddox. I don't know if Glavine was on that. I think there was three Braves maybe on that committee out of the players. And you're right. It was like they were like, I'm not going there. I'm not going there in the first opportunity for these guys to get in outside of the Baseball Writers Association. I'll let them go maybe in 2 years. I'll let them go in 4 years. I'll let them go to the next guy down the map, and I won't be on the committee type of thing, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, there are guys that are in the Hall of Fame, so you're looking at it from that perspective, and they're not voting in these guys, and I'm going to guess it's purely because of the steroid background thing. You're looking at the numbers. The numbers obviously validate, but Schilling was one that actually surprised me. Because Schilling, you're thinking about it, you're like, okay, well, these aren't the baseball writers that are voting on Schilling. And Schilling obviously pissed off a lot of the writers by sure. A lot of the controversial stuff that he said. And, I mean, that one ultimately ends up hurting him. But still, to me, I mean, I think all three of those guys should be Hall of Famers because, like I've said since day one, the point of the Hall of Fame is to tell the history of baseball. Unfortunately, the steroid era, well, whether you want to say it was unfortunate or fortunate, depending on how you look at it, the steroid era was a part of baseball. To me, it was fortunate because I got to see Mark McGwire growing up as a little kid hitting 70 bombs and then Barry Bonds hitting 73 bombs. And I'm thinking, why the hell wouldn't you want to hit home runs like these guys? So that ultimately brought back baseball. It saved baseball, but at the end of the day, it cost them their Hall of Fame careers.
We'll never know, but it'd be great to be a fly on the wall type of thing or a bug in a phone. I'd like to know how many phone calls they got from the other Hall of Famers and were like, yeah, you can't vote them in. You just can't do it. So, but hey, at the end of the day, hats off. Big shout out from the nation to the crime dog. Fred McGriff, way to go.
Now we got two teams possibly relocating or staying in the same city, depending on which way you want to look at it. Tampa Bay Rays have put in a bid formally to do renovations and stuff like that on the Tropicana Field. Obviously, their hope is to stay in Tampa Bay now. They shut down the mixed city thing that they had planned a few years back where it was going to be half the season at Montreal, half the season at Tampa Bay, obviously. I think that was more COVID-related than anything. But at the same time, I mean, it was kind of a stupid idea to begin with. But, I mean, when fans aren't showing up to Tampa Bay, it makes sense. And then, obviously, the Oakland Athletics on the other end of it. Oakland's been given a deadline. They said, hey, listen, you guys are past the point of no return now. It's either, hey, will you get this stuff done by opening day, or you guys are looking at relocating. And I heard it today. Dave Stewart, obviously, former Oakland Athletic, has his jersey number retired by them. He said that he was part of a minority ownership group that was looking at bringing the team over to Nashville. Obviously, there's been speculation about Las Vegas. Now, I know Nashville was a team that I had said there last year that could be a possible relocation city. And, I mean, it makes sense in terms of basically it's like the Las Vegas of the East in terms of, like, the amount of people that actually come to Nashville that aren't actually from Nashville. So you're always going to get the crowd. Las Vegas, obviously, they've tested it out. They're going to do spring training games there this year coming up, and I believe I saw one series might be held there during the year, if I'm not mistaken, but that was still to be determined just to see kind of how that would go. Obviously, both teams are, it's kind of do or die for them on whether they're going to stay in their own cities. Both teams are basically 10,000 or less fans per game or per season, or sorry, yeah, per game. And then, like, I don't know, man. I mean, Oakland, obviously, they've talked about it until they're blue in the face. It just doesn't sound like it's going to work out there.
It's coming from Rob Manfred, right, because he's the commissioner. But let's be honest, Ray is coming through Tony Clark as well and the players saying, look, it, you know, we're going to be talking about it here in about 3 minutes or whatever, free agent signings. How are those teams ever going to be able to, not that they ever would or whatever, be in the market of $300 million plus a player or whatever, but get it done. The end of the day, get it done because baseball's moving ahead. Baseball's moving in a direction or a different direction. So if they're not going to get it done, they're going to be out of teams. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously Tampa Bay, they got their face of the franchise signed in Wander Franco, but outside of that, yeah, exactly. Like that's easily two, like they're two cities that realistically should be moved out of where they are because neither of them are drawing a fan base. And then obviously we got the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Winning the inaugural MLB lottery draft. So they were one of the three teams that were favored to win the number one overall pick. So, I mean, it's not as exciting watching the MLB draft as it is watching other sports drafts, because you kind of know already when the draft is happening, like when the lottery draft is happening, you kind of already have that number one overall pick penciled in, signed on the dotted line. MLB is a lot different, though, because MLB, you know, okay, well, this kid, he's still got to develop through the minor leagues. He's still got to come up the right way, and he's still got to be that number one overall draft pick that's worthy of being the number one overall draft pick. To this point, there's only been two in the Hall of Fame, Ken Griffey Jr. and Chipper Jones.
Yeah, you're elated if you're a Pirates fan out there for sure. So, Nats into the two hole, and then, of course, you've got Rangers, Twins really jumping up a big jump. So you're really pumped if you're them. They moved up to the fifth overall pick. And this, again, this only goes for first round or whatever. And then it falls back to what the season looked like for the following rounds. But and then the A's drop down about the most. But hey, you know what? A new loop, new hook, new excitement. I agree with you a little bit in the fact that it's too bad that it's so long between the draft lottery and then the actual draft. You know, but that's where they got a combination and make everything come together and be excited about it. But hey, they're trying, they're working at it, so that's good. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here and we're going to just keep moving.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, we got to keep getting after this, man. It's time to roll, brother. Free agents.
So obviously, I mean, the excitement even started before winter meetings broke. You get Jacob DeGrom, 5-year, 185. Obviously, that is about as scary of a deal as you will have as a Texas Rangers fan. You're elated for 2 seconds until you realize, well, we're paying a man $3 million per start because he's only starting about 10 games a year.
Greatest pitcher on the earth when healthy, right? And I think everybody's, you know, exactly right. I mean, just filthy, nasty stuff. I'm very surprised, and I know a lot of you people that sent comments in and opinions, especially Rangers fans. You're wow! It's a mixed emotion. It's elation on one side because you're seeing Jacob DeGrom come to your team, but there's a lot of hesitancy, and I think the same as sitting in this studio here tonight. And I don't know. That one's, oh my God, it was a great way to kick off the major signings, major player signings for sure, and great to see Texas going ahead and building off of what they did last year with the Seager-Semien combination up the middle. For me, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Chris Young said that he was going to be in the market for a starting pitcher. I just didn't expect that to, I mean, we knew that he was interested in going to Texas. Just it was one of those ones where as a Rangers fan, like we said, I mean, you're elated, but at the same time, it's like, okay, what are we actually getting? You're getting a 34-year-old with tons of injury history over the past couple years. Now, if it works out, I mean, hell, you guys got a great starting base for who your ace is going to be and everything like that. Jumping over, obviously, the counter move to that, Justin Verlander, 2-year, 86, back to the Mets. Teaming up with Mr. Max Scherzer again, forming probably the best 1-2 punch in baseball. I'd say so, at least. I mean, you're looking at it, Steve Cohen. Hey, he's not afraid to break the bracket.
What was it? Exact same numbers as Scherzer at the end of the day, dollar-wise. You know? Did he just go, hey, I want what that guy gets, and let's get it done?
Yeah, probably. Probably. And, I mean, even that one's a risk to an extent, just because, A, he's going to be 40 years old. I mean, he's defying all age up until this point, so I mean, that's not really the major concern, but obviously, he was off the past 2 years with Tommy John surgery, so you don't know how the body's going to hold up again for another 200, I'd say, give or take 200 innings season.
He's a beast. He's a beast. He came back this year, and he proved it. I would have said that sitting there 9 months ago, I would be in the same boat as you or whatever and that, but I disagree right now because he's proved it wrong, to me anyways, or whatever and that. I know what you're saying. I hear you 100% or whatever in that, and I might be biting my tongue off come June or whatever in that if his arm finally falls off or whatever. But to compensate losing DeGrom to get Verlander, tip for tat, well done, Mr. Cohen. I like it.
Then arguably the smartest trade happened just prior to the winter meetings even broke. Colton Wong to the Seattle Mariners for Jesse Winker and Abraham Toro. Obviously, the Abraham Toro experiment did not work out the way that they had planned. Jesse Winker, same thing, didn't work out as the way that they planned it. I mean, they went out, got Teoscar Hernandez early in the offseason. So that was one where you're like, okay, this someone needs to get traded anyways from the outfield there in Seattle because obviously they still have tons of guys. But you're looking at it, Colton Wong, his best offensive season to date this year. Milwaukee's a hitter-friendly park, but in terms of what that guy can bring, I mean, if his defense comes back to basically what his career norms are, you're getting one of the better second basemen in baseball. He's good for give or take 10 to 15 home runs. If he jumps the yard more than 15 times, I'll be surprised. But, I mean, that's kind of what his career norms are. Right around a 270 hitter, you're going to get about a 320 to 340 on base. Like, he's just a solid player. And, I mean, he gives you plus defense. Obviously, this year was just a complete flip of the switch where he was his best offensive, worst defensive year.
I like it as far as the Mariners go, for sure. You're seeing, I mean, there was a little bit of rumblings early in November or whatever that they might look at one of those shortstops, one of the four or whatever and that, and I think they must have caught wind pretty quick or whatever that it's going to just blow them out of the market or whatever. So we got to get looking for the trade market for sure. So they got a second baseman. They needed that. Brewers, I just don't know. Yes, you got your middle infielder or whatever potential with Toro or whatever and that and an outfielder, so you got two pieces, but you know, Winker can come back and be make it look really, really good for them for sure. But I don't know. I just don't know where Brewers are going right now. So that one was I'm giving credit to the Mariners on that one.
Then obviously the big free agent signing, Trey Turner. Goes exactly where people thought. Philadelphia Phillies. 11-year, $300 million. No opt-out, no trade clause. family ties. Obviously, his best friend, according to himself, plays in Philadelphia with Bryce Harper. That's exactly what the Phillies said that they were going to do, was sign one of the big guys. They went out and got the, in my opinion, the biggest of the free agents, and definitely the safest, in my opinion, for a guy to hold out for that long of a contract.
We know those two guys, ownership, Middleton, Dombrowski, and the GM. That's who they are. That's who they are, right? And we say it all the time, man. If you're going to be in professional sports, if you're going to be one of the major league National Hockey, National Basketball, NFL teams, then that's what you need to do. You've got to figure out a way to do that, because you're professional beside your name. Winning championships is what it's all about. That's what Dombrowski's done. He go out and get it. Middleton right there with him. Let's be honest, they probably got $300 million of, or maybe $1 billion from Philadelphia just by making it the World Series this year or whatever.
So yeah.
But it goes to show you why you want to be in the World Series, right? If you're that close, you've got to be there. Good for them.
Yep.
Great for them. Turner, I love it. I think he is going to just have a phenomenal career with the addition to the career, with the changes that are going to be coming into a play. He's going to steal 50 or 60 bases next year. Come on, man. That'll be a talk for another day or whatever. But I am jacked about that all day long. I think that is huge.
I was going to say, I'll give him 30 to 40 range. He hasn't been plus 35 in a while. So that's why I'm kind of saying, like,
you can only pick off twice.
I know what you're saying.
The bases are bigger.
I get it. No, I get it. Sticking with the Phillies, though, you got Taiwan Walker, 4-year, 72. Matt Strom, left-handed reliever, 2-year, 15.
Come right back to your pitching staff.
Both of those great moves. That's what they needed. They get their number three guy in Taiwan Walker sliding in there behind Nola, sliding in there behind Wheeler. Matt Strom, obviously, they've had a left-handed deficiency out there. Jose Alvarado obviously was kind of their big time left-handed reliever for them down the stretch, and he looked like poo in the World Series, aka let up a no doubter to Yordan Alvarez that lost him the series. And all playoffs, he looked like crap too.
Yeah, well, for sure. And you only got Nola for another year, right? Until he's a free agent, so you don't know what's going to happen with that. I love it. Love what they did this week.
Jumping over to the Guardians, I like this move. Josh Bell, 2-year, 33. Obviously, the opt out after year one. Very smart move by them. They needed a power-hitting guy. I mean, Josh Bell, not necessarily huge power numbers this past year, only 17 home runs. But he's a guy that's jumped the yard 30-plus times in his past. High average, high on base, good slugging. Obviously, switch hitter slides in there, probably going to be the number four hitter. Can spell out Josh Naylor at first base. I mean, Josh Naylor can slide into the outfield. He can play DH a bit more. But I really like that move. I thought that was a great move. Solidifies the middle of the order there. And obviously, like we said, they need the power, because last year they were one of the worst power teams in baseball.
I love that move, because to me, looking at Josh Bell or whatever and that, he seems quiet. He seems reserved. He seems professional. So from his Pittsburgh days right on to where he is now, Terry Francona is that. I think that's a fit. I think that's a mesh. Love it.
Then we got arguably two of the worst signings of the free agency, in my opinion. This is all happening on Tuesday, by the way, just so everybody knows. Like, it was just a crazy 4 days. But you get Cody Bellinger and Jameson Taillon both signing with the Cubs. Cody Bellinger, 1 year, 17.5. Jameson Taillon, 4 years, 68. Jameson Taillon is not in the same league as Taiwan Walker. So the fact that he got $1 million less per year is actually insane to me. Cody Bellinger hasn't been Cody Bellinger since 2019. That guy broke out, had a great start to his career, first 3 years. Hey, he was right on that trajectory. Obviously, year three, he wins the MVP. Everybody's saying, oh, who's the best young superstar in baseball? His name was right in that conversation. They were talking about him being in the same breath as Mike Trout for best player in baseball. Obviously, defensively, he's still got it. When you're hitting 200 for the past 3 years with a 658 OPS or something like that, 39 home runs, like, his defense is still good, but I'm not paying a guy $17.5 million to be a defensive center fielder. With a little bit of pop.
I made that call as soon as he dislocated his shoulder in that playoff series. That might be the end of it. I saw just the way he hung it. I'd seen it before as a coach. I'd seen it before as a player. That is catastrophic, and the last 2 years have shown it. It's as simple as that. As far as the Cubs go, I really don't know what they're doing right now. I know we'll talk about it more probably in February as the season gets closer or whatever. Maybe they've made some more moves, but I'm up in the air with them.
Then the Giants obviously make two moves. Well, one move, really. Mitch Haniger, 3-year, 43. And then the move that they missed, Mr. Aaron Judge. Sounds like they were in the neighborhood of 10 years, right around $400 million. Obviously trying to bring home their guy. Swing and a miss on that one. Mitch Haniger was obviously their number two option. They targeted Aaron Judge all along. Everybody knew about Aaron Judge. But Mitch Haniger being your only signing during the winter meetings, that's got to feel bad, especially when your ownership was telling everybody, hey, we're getting this guy, like guaranteeing it. Farhan Zahidi went on record saying, hey, this is going to be done. We're going to outbid everybody.
Yeah, Haniger's not going to get it done for that fan base after missing out on Judge. So where do they go from here, Nolly? Do they have to grab one? Do they have to grab one?
They got to grab one. I don't care who it is, they got to grab one shortstop.
And there's been nothing with them in Rodon at all.
No.
So they got it. They got to counter this somehow, some way, because they told everybody, the industry, the world, that they had all kinds of money for the last year.
Yeah. Well, if you're swinging and missing on everybody, and you know you got Brandon Crawford at the back end of his career, you got to sign one of the shortstops, and it's got to be Carlos Correa. If you're going to make that move and you guaranteed that you had enough money to spend, you got to go out there and you got to get that guy.
Well, they need a new face, right? They had Barry, they had Lincecum, and then they had Posey.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't had anybody since, so they need that. They need that face for sure. They got to come back with it.
And then just wrapping up the last of the winter meeting stuff, you got Kenley Jansen, 2-year, 32, to the Red Sox, led the National League in saves last year. And you got Wilson Contreras, 5-year, $87.5 million to the Cardinals.
We'll talk more about that after the break, Dirtbags, and answer some of your questions, because they've been coming in fast and furious today with the last few that Nolan just spoke about. So we'll be right back after the break.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Hey, flurry of comments in and great, and I appreciate you listening because you heard me saying it right from the 1st of November that he'd be with the Yankees, and that's Mr. Judge. And so what's our thoughts on it? What's our thoughts on it? You're asking all day or whatever? Other than the fact that I knew he'd be back with the Yankees, or I predicted him to be back with the Yankees, for me, Hal Steinbrenner had no choice. No choice. Like I said last week, I'm sure they had the conversation, him and Judge, and said, whatever you do, just come back to me. I'll give you more. Now, the rumors today or whatever was that he had $400 million offered to him or whatever and that. But again, those are all rumors. Anything can come out of the woodwork after you lose out on somebody, right? Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, Hal Steinbrenner didn't want to spend an extra $60 million on him. He had him at, what, 9 years, $300 at the first of the week, Monday or whatever
eight,
it was.
8 years, $300.
8 years, okay. So Steinbrenner didn't want to spend $60 more because there's still work to be done there with the Yankees, right? They got to get pitchers. There's work to be done there still this season. Now they're talking about Rodon, but we'll see what happens there.
Well, and they got to figure out a shortstop too, but yeah, go on.
But the bottom line is, I mean, they had to. It's great for baseball. It really is. You know what? Hopefully he retires now in it, and he has a great finish to the career, comes around like a Pujols did this year with the Cardinals or whatever, only he gets to stay with the Yankees and do it all the way with the Yankees. Yankee Stadium will be cheering on that series against the Giants now instead of booing and going crazy in the opening series of the 2023 because the Yankees play the Giants.
If you're the New York Yankees, that's the face of your franchise. Everybody knows it. They were talking about him wearing the C on his jersey today on MLB Network. I saw that. But you're like, okay, there, you can't replace an Aaron Judge. I get it. You backed up the Brink truck. You paid him the $40 million a year. He said that he wasn't going to be outbid. Based off what we heard about the Giants, it sounded like he got technically outbid. End of the day, he still wins out.
And he got Cashman at the first of the week, too, or whatever. Yeah. He did that to the extension for Brian Cashman as well. So pretty good couple days for him, for sure. He's looking good right now.
Yeah, but I mean, end of the day, though, still, his legacy depends on them actually winning a World Series. Like Aaron Judge, you paid him. Giancarlo Stanton, you're technically still on the hook for him. Gerrit Cole, you paid him a couple of years ago. Like, those are three $300 million contracts that are on your books. And so far, you have not won a World Series since 2009.
Oh, there's no question about it. Like I said, there's work to be done, and they got to do it. I mean, the great thing at this point in time, right now, sitting here, right now, Nolan and Dirtbags, is the fact that none of the other AL East teams have done anything. I mean, a little bit of movement today from the Red Sox, finally. It sounds like they're talking pretty seriously with Bogarts, finally.
Yeah.
You know? But again, that's a guy that's always been there, so it's not like it's a change of element to the rest of the division. The Jays did that little trade or whatever and that with Teoscar or whatever, been quiet as church mice other than the little bit of the catcher thing, but that doesn't look like it's getting anything right now anyways.
The catcher market was supposed to be settled during the winter meetings. It was supposed to be Sean Murphy's getting traded to whoever he was going to get traded to. Then it was going to be, okay, one of the Toronto Blue Jays catchers gets traded, and the only thing that happened was probably the worst thing that could happen to the catcher market was Wilson Contreras signing.
That's a question. So that was a quick question that came in right after that. So, Nolan, you got to be happy that you got Contreras was what the question was, but, you know, you're a Cardinals fan or whatever, and that, how do you handle taking on a Cubby, a rivalry? How does that sit with you? So that was a great question, man.
Double-edged sword. So here's the thing, right? So I got no problem with the Cardinals signing Contreras. Obviously, my number one guy was Sean Murphy this offseason in terms of what, like, Sean Murphy just brings to the table. Plus, he's a lot more affordable. The thing was, you were going to have to trade guys. Now, from the Cardinals' perspective, based off of what Oakland said that they wanted, sounded like the Cardinals were a perfect match. They got a bunch of young major league talent guys, Alec Burleson, Juan Yepes, Nolan Gorman, Matthew Liberatore, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, you get Wilson Contreras where you don't have to give up anybody. I mean, you give up, what, $500,000 for international signing bonus, a second-round pick this year because of the qualifying offer stipulations. But you're signing him to, what did it work out to, $17.5 million over 5 years? I got no problem with that contract. He's 20-plus home runs, 30, I think he was, his WRC was 132 this year. So he was approximately like 50 over what the major league average was for catchers. Like, you're looking at it, and catchers just can't hit the way that Wilson Contreras hits. And Wilson Contreras has done it throughout his career. You're signing him for 5 years, so you're getting him for his prime years. Hey, I got no problem with that signing. In terms of what it does for the rest of the market, though, so now you got Cleveland still needs a catcher. You got Houston still needs a catcher. You got Tampa Bay Rays, who are left on the doorstep on whether they need a catcher or not. It sounds like, by all things that I've heard, they still need their catcher. And they were in on Sean Murphy, so I wouldn't be surprised if they end up still trying to make a deal out of that. But there's a lot of teams that still need a catcher, and there's no one left on the free agent market. No disrespect to those guys, but Christian Vasquez is not Wilson Contreras.
No, not even remotely. Tucker Barnhart, a little bit of rumors there with him, with the Guardians, and I
heard Pirates. That was the latest rumor that I heard coming out.
Potentially,
but either way, you're looking at it, and that trade market still needs to be settled, because there's still a lot of guys that, depending on which way you want to take it, like St. Louis, okay, now they backed out of basically the shortstop market. That's kind of the way that I look at it. You sign your guy, and you still have too much depth up the middle infield.
I want to jump back in on that one, too, for sure. For me, for the Cardinals or whatever, and I mean, yes, it's a cubby in that, but what I love about that is the fact that he's young, he's serviceable, he replaces an icon with a catcher that can be an icon. Again, same thing. I think with the new rules being engaged this year, he's got a howitzer for an arm or whatever, and that he's going to throw runners out. Doesn't need to frame it as much as he did. He can still play the game, man. He's smart. And most importantly, he really knows, because of that rivalry, what it's going to take to be a St. Louis Cardinal from day one. There's no real adjustment to him. He's been so close that even though they were battling against those guys or whatever, and that, I'm sure when he gets in that clubhouse, all that goes out the window, right? And they say, welcome to the team, Arenado, Goldie, Waino, everybody.
And the thing, too, about Wilson Contreras is he can DH on his off days. Like, when you need to spell him out, okay, he can still
play a little
drop
outfield if you need to.
Yeah, I was going to say that's in a pinch, but you're looking at the way the Cardinals are set up. He won't need to do anything but DH.
I get that, but it's nice to know that.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. So, no, I really like the signing, but yeah, just in terms of kind of what it did to the catcher market, it didn't help anything out.
So here was another one. Just came in. Who do we take away as winners from the winter meetings? What club?
So my biggest winner, obviously, is the New York Yankees.
Really?
There's no two ways about it. You signed Aaron Judge. Hmm. You got it done. Obviously, the Phillies are right there too.
Ooh, yeah.
The Phillies got to be a close two, in my opinion, because the Phillies went out and they literally got what they set out to do. They got their number three starting pitcher. They got their star shortstop that they said that they were going to get, and they got a left-handed reliever on the back end. But at the end of the day, you signed Aaron Judge. That's why the Yankees, to me, that was the one guy they couldn't lose. You lose Aaron Judge, you lose the face of your franchise, you lose the next 10 years of baseball from New York, basically. You've admitted defeat on the city of New York, and now it's New York Mets town. That move single-handedly keeps them still relevant in New York.
Absolutely, because that was some other things that came along with the way the Mets are rolling or whatever and stuff like that. It's who is the king of the town now, the Mets or the Yankees? Well, man, they're hand in hand right now. My only thing with Judge is, don't ever forget, though, that his numbers the last 2 years have been phenomenal or whatever, and that, and we're baseball fans, so we want him on the field. There's no question, because it's great for the game, and what he's done the last 2 years are phenomenal. But he has had some injuries. I get it. Everybody has them. So I'm a little bit nervous about that one, but sitting here today answering the question, very good. For me, Phillies number one, Rangers number two. I like them following up with Andrew Haney as well on the two-year deal. I realize it's a one-year opt-out or whatever. And I'm just talking about today, because I realize both those guys that they signed are great when they're pitching.
Oh, 100%.
If they're on the IL, I get it. It's an albatross, both of them. But that all of a sudden makes that pitching staff pretty deep.
So the reason
you got DeGrom, you got Haney, you got Johnny Gray, you got Martin Perez. If they're on the field, that's a pretty legit four rotation. Two lefties, two righties.
So the reason why I can't throw Texas in there for my biggest winners is because they didn't address their biggest need. Obviously, they went out there, they got the starting pitching, but everybody knows that they need outfielders.
I know.
Like, they got a lot of young guys on the infield, but you're looking at the outfield, and outside of Adolis Garcia, I don't know what they have. Like, that scares me out there in the outfield, because, I mean, hell, they addressed it with two guys that are, like you said, when pitching, great for their rotation. But they're not healthy guys, and they're not...
We know what he is as a player. We know what he is as a player. You and I talked about this two nights ago. Do they go out and get Joey Gallo back? Because they know 100%. Defensively what he can do. I think you do.
100%.
I think you're having that conversation with him. I think there's comfortability for Joey Gallo in that. I think he needs that right now. He needs to just get back into an environment that he knows and he understands.
Well, he won't cost a lot of money either.
He's going to be 1 year again.
Yeah. No, I'd 100% sign Joey Gallo. And Joey Gallo, I know, has interest in going there because he said that he never wanted to leave Texas. In the first place, he can slide in at left field or right field, depending on kind of where you want to position Adolis Garcia. Obviously, Adolis has been center field, but playing a little bit of right field as well. I'd put Adolis in center and Joey Gallo back out in right field, because, I mean, Joey Gallo, in terms of defense, he's still right there.
100%. I'm right there. I'm thinking that's their next move, you know, or at least it's on the radar for sure.
And he'll only be in the neighborhood of probably $8 million a year.
Yeah, 8 to 12 probably or whatever.
Well, I mean, hell, if Cody Bellinger just signed for 17 and a half, Joey Gallo's got to be ecstatic, because Joey Gallo, at this point in time, is...
Well, he's healthy.
He's healthy. And
he either hits a home run or he strikes out, so you know exactly what he gets, but he's healthy.
Yeah.
So,
and you look at his Texas numbers, too. Like, he was like a .230 career hitter with Texas compared to, what, a .165 with the Dodgers and Yankees over the past year and a half. So, I mean, it's a move that makes plenty of sense.
Okay, I want to wrap up with certainly this had to be coming, and it did come from a lot of yous as well. I mean, fans of teams that middle of the road, and a lot of disappointment, a lot of discouraging comments, uncertainty about the game overall, I guess, right now. When you sit there and you look at the Padres all of a sudden throwing numbers that you don't even know where they're coming up with money, these players signing for the dollars again, are we getting into the haves and have-nots again of baseball or whatever was a common theme coming out of those questions. Like, teams that aren't there, they're it's like they're not talking to anybody or whatever. And it goes back to me. For me, you're a professional team, so you got to commit to putting the best team you can. I realize there's regrouping and rebuilding and all that stuff, but I look at the Orioles from last year or whatever, and that anything can happen with the right group and the right. I mean, those are good studs they've got. There's no question about it. But haves and have nots.
Well, that's one thing that I was going to bring up for, like, one of my biggest losers is the Baltimore Orioles. You're looking at that team, the fact that they didn't make any moves to me, that actually shocked me, because they were a team that was very promising. Hell, even look at Detroit last year. Like, Detroit came off a good kind of building block year. They went out, they got two guys right away. Like, they signed their two guys that they targeted. They went out, they got them. It just didn't happen for them. The Orioles last year, obviously a team that no one expected to do what they did. They outperformed everybody's expectations. And it was just one of those things where you're like, okay, what move are they going to make to solidify themselves? Minnesota Twins, same boat. Minnesota, you're looking at it. You lose out on Carlos Correa. Technically, he's still a free agent, so they could come back to him. But you're like, how do you not make a move if you're Minnesota? There was tons of guys available. Bullpen options, starting pitching options. You guys could have done literally anything, and you sat on your hands and just kind of watch the market move. So those were two teams that I was disappointed in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and obviously there's a lot more, and we thank you so much for sending in your thoughts and your comments and your questions, for sure. So we'll be right back here with our final thoughts here in a second.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and time for Nolan's final thoughts.
So obviously, with the way the free agency's played out so far, it sounds like most of the big-name guys have gone. Carlos Rodon's left. The three shortstops, Dansby Swanson, Xander Bogaerts, Carlos Correa, still left. Outside of that, it's a lot of second-tier guys on that market, second-, third-tier guys. Not a lot of guys that I'm too interested in signing for the amount of money that's probably going to be getting thrown around now. The trade market just got very interesting to see who's going where. If you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, you're loving the life on Brian Reynolds. If you guys can go out there and make a significant trade, and I'm assuming that they're going to make a significant trade before it's all said and done based on that. Obviously, the Japanese market has to heat up soon because it sounds like three out of the, I guess, remaining top 15 free agents are those Japanese guys. They'll be interesting to see kind of what happens. Obviously, there was a little talk over the meetings about this Kodai Senga, the starting pitcher. But outside of those guys, like Carlos Rodon and the three big shortstops, those are the only three that I can guarantee are actually worth the money that they're probably going to get. That trade market's got to heat up like crazy.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It'll probably be quiet through the new year, unfortunately, Dirtbags. But you never know. The market's hot right now, so maybe they'll just stay on the throttle and keep going with it. Well, time will tell. Time will tell for sure. So, and like I said, thanks for sending in your comments, your questions, your inquiries. Love it. You have training questions you want to know, DM me at Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation .com, or you can get in touch with me on Instagram or Facebook at Kirk McNabb or at DirtbagBaseballNation. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have via phone, via video chat, via in person, however you want to do it. Doesn't matter. We'll get her done. So that's our promise to you for sure. So, and once again, we do want to thank our sponsors at Rip Grip Pro and The Rope Trainer. Be sure to check them out. You can get the Rope Trainer right from our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you have questions, like I said, reach out to me. I'll make sure I get them answered so it can be understandable in your mind of why you're investing in it and why you should be investing in it. And again, why John Smoltz approves it so highly, the Rope Trainer. So for sure. So as always, we can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the nation, wherever you are in the world, for our servicemen and women out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do every day here. We can't say thank you enough for it. Appreciate it. Love you. God bless. Nolan, it's time to do what we do. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan?
Thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.